The Minnesota Department of Health has awarded 39 grants to state communities to help lower the number of Minnesotans who use tobacco or who are obese or overweight. The grant is part of the statewide health improvement program, also known as SHIP. And ISD 166 school nurse Kristen Deruta Wharton is the county's SHIP coordinator. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. The SHIP program, which stands for State Health Improvement Program, is a program that was developed at the state level at the Department of Health and that was funded by the legislature and signed into law by Governor Pawlenty. It's part of the 2008 historic healthcare reform, so it's a piece of a very much broader program. Our state, being pretty progressive in the area of public health and having healthy people, wanted to look at the prevention end of things. That's where this SHIP program comes in. So the Department of Health, they were looking at what are the causes in our state of the most chronic disease. So chronic disease being like diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease. And so what they're doing is they're really looking at the numbers, saying what causes Minnesotans the most health problems in the long run of their lives. So they went through nationally and internationally, and they looked at research that's been done, programs that have happened in other places that have worked to prevent obesity, to deter people using tobacco, to get people more active. So they took that list of interventions, they called them, and they opened it, this grant process, up to the whole state, to public health departments and also to tribal agencies. And they said, give us your best solution here on your level, whether it be a county or a tribe. Or in our case, northeastern Minnesota went together, seven counties. In a joint application, they chose two main interventions, the first being school nutrition. And that is because other places in the country and in the world who have made changes to school nutrition have in the long run seen reduced levels of obesity. Now, is that saying that school lunches cause obesity? No, it's not putting any blame on schools at all, but it's saying that we know that most children eat over half of their daily calories at school. So if we can make that school part of their calories better and healthier, then we know that it's going to benefit kids. They also chose an active living piece. And what that means is increasing opportunities in our communities for people to walk and bike or jog or roller skate or whatever, you know, different kinds of activities where you're moving your body. So that said, the way that Cook County Schools is involved is because in this grant application, Cook County Public Health, Sawtooth Mountain Clinic put the grant application together, and they identified Cook County Schools as the school that we wanted to target. That's because it's the only high school in the county, and it's also the largest group of kids. We have a Cook County Schools Health Council that oversees kind of health and wellness issues, and that's the group that's also overseeing the SHIP nutrition intervention here in Cook County. So the kind of the things that we're looking at as a health council right now are healthy snacks. We're looking at changes to the menu. We're looking at changes to the a la carte options, which are only available to middle school and high school students. But if you spend any time in the cafeteria, you'll see that's what most kids are eating. Also, there's talk about school gardens or school greenhouse. So we've been kind of brainstorming, and now we're kind of fine-tuning it for our community here.
Now, when it gets to the activity part of the program, I would assume that would be a good opportunity to involve parents and other members of the community.
Well, this grant gives the communities local control, so we get to decide this is what's going to work here for us. There's no prescribed plan for what exactly we have to do. There will be a plan, but it will be a plan that we create here locally. The health council is overseeing the nutrition intervention at school, and then there's a community council that will be overseeing more of the community-based active living work. And right now, I've been using the Safe Routes to School group as sort of the start for our local active living coalition or active living group.
Can you explain that a little bit?
Safe Routes to School is a national program that just looks at how can we make it safer, basically, for kids to get to and from school on foot or on bike. You know, it could look a number of different ways, and again, every community gets to decide what that means for them. So in April of last year, GES and Cook County Schools started working together on a Safe Routes to School plan. Surveys were sent home. Parents were asked, you know, does your child walk to school? Where do you walk? What are your concerns? An opportunity for parents to give feedback about that walking to school issue. We don't see that many kids walking to school anymore. Are kids becoming obese because, you know, they don't walk to school? Well, no, but it certainly is a great opportunity to get outside and get a little bit of activity. There are a lot of safety factors, but this Safe Routes to School group has, we've got wide community support. There's public health, Sawtooth Mountain Clinic, the hospital, law enforcement, county highway folks, city council members, parents, teachers, school administrators have all been there at the table.
ISD 166 school nurse Kristen Deruta Wharton is the county's statewide health improvement program coordinator. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.